Qantas CEO Alan Joyce says in addition to job losses, they've reviewed their property footprint in order to consolidate. He says the only antidote when you're faced with less revenue is to lower your costs. The border openings delay resulted in a $100 million negative impact on earnings for the first quarter of financial year 2021 and will have an impact on the second quarter as well. They have identified $15 billion in cost savings over the next 3 years, mostly through reduced flying activity. They're also targeting $1 billion in ongoing cost improvements from financial year 2023. The $1 billion in savings are from front-end loaded, with $600 million due to be unlocked this financial year. The airline expects a 50% capacity by Christmas. Shares in Qantas are trading 2.3% higher at $4.53.